The last time I saw Dr. Jonathan Donath was at the
NCSY. Somebody's doing a radio show here.
Was at the NCSY Shabbaton. We had a long talk about this incredible craziness of the Jewish world, that they're so dedicated to philanthropy. They're so focused on helping causes, they're willing to do so on a daily basis. I don't know if any other community, now I'm not joking at all, I don't know if any other community could get the response to daily giving that you've gotten from the Jewish community. People, and by the way, we've discussed it regarding the Pillar Society here also. People have this incredible, I don't know what our parents and grandparents did, many of them who had no money, by the way. I don't know what our parents and grandparents did to instill in all of us this desire to help on a regular basis. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was
a heck of an intro.
You ever
think about that, by the way?
I do think about that because
it's crazy.
It's so
unique to us.
Every week, I have a Mikamka moment.
Right.
Right? Like, where it's like, wow. Whether it's a new organization coming to us to apply, and you're like, I never heard of this organization. This is incredible. Or just what you see of the existing organizations, what the impact they're having and how they help. There's literally some organization to help every Jew in every different way. There's no cracks.
And next week there'll be even more.
There will be.
You ever see those lists of gemachs in different magazines? The following week there's even more creative stuff going on, which is so crazy. All right, here's the concept. $1 a day is all you ask that everyone partner with you. $1 a day. And everyone together, because now you're in the thousands of people per day, or maybe even more than that, you'll tell us, all of that together on a daily basis supports amazing Jewish causes around the world. So what are we up to? Where are we now?
It's kind of fun that I'm coming here today, because yesterday we hit over $15,000 a day.
That means 15,000 people.
Some people,
well, you know what
91%
I mean.
Give $1 a day, but some people give for everyone in their family. Right. So, yes, 15,000 people from 39 countries giving $1 of tzedakah together. That's the key, together. The best part of this is the achdus that we're creating, right? And what's a dollar? But when you come together, we're giving out just about $5.5 million a year now. And daily giving doesn't take a penny. 100 cents of your dollar goes to the tzedakah organizations, like Camp Ask.
Two important concepts, daily and giving.
Two important concepts together.
I see
all the time.
Can you see my facial expression?
I know I'm a genius when it comes to explaining these things.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nachum Siegel.
Daily and giving.
Oh, yeah.
That it's happening every single day, and that people are giving so generously. And it is remarkable. And give the website, the way people do it, so more people could join in.
Sure, it's dailygiving.org, and it takes less than 60 seconds to sign up, and you're guaranteed a mitzvah every single day. You set it and forget it. You wake up every morning, it's 1-0 you.
You've also... It's like the guy who says,
"It's better than daily."
It's like the guy who says, "You know, make sure to make your bed every day, so at least you know you did one task." The same thing. Here you do an act of tzedakah just by waking up.
That's what I say when I go to shul and I collect the chumashim. I'm like, "That's it. It's my one good day. I can go back to being me now."
That's right.
Exactly.
So, I've distracted myself. So, if people go to the website, they can. And you have encouraged people. Two things I want to say. Number one, you've encouraged people. It doesn't have to be limited to $1 a day. They're even allowed to go to $2 or $3 a day.
Yeah, a lot of people love to give for their family. It's an amazing way to teach your children
about
tzedakah.
Per family member.
Because you don't tell your kids about the, you know, multiple $1,000 checks you write, but $1 a day, yeah, you can tell them.
And I don't want to harp on this, because you and I know that I'm not always a big fan of the whole heebie-jeebie thing, but the number of stories you have told of people who made a commitment to daily giving and then had their prayers answered, a shidduch, refuah shleima, etc. I mean, you've given a million examples. Again, I don't want to make a big deal about this because everyone has their own personal rabbinic guidance on these issues of what they should do when they're in a difficult situation, but it is remarkable that you've seen so many stories of people who dafka joined in for a specific cause, and that thing came true. So,
it's really amazing what you see. You know that tzedakah is shmirah and protection, and tzedakah tasa mimaves, as it says, and to see
but it's proactive.
To see
also.
It right, to see like people say, "I want to give for this," and then that coming right. true, and
it's crazy.
Know, it's crazy.
Right. So we're not saying to everybody, if you want a shidduch, give to daily giving, but you will say that you know people who wanted a shidduch, made this commitment, and all of a sudden, some crazy way, they met their Chatan or Kala. So.
Many, many times.
Yeah. So anyway.
And we give to over 75 different organizations. Right. I think that's the other reason why we're successful, that, you know, or, you know, executive directors of all these organizations said, you know, Jonathan, when you came up with this idea, we thought it was going to be a big fail. We're like, they tell me now. They tell me. And
that's,
they said,
nice to hear.
They said we were wrong. They said,
they,
you were right,
we
were wrong.
Faith in you.
We thought it was a bubble.
They said, we tried this. Every organization, like, we tried it. To get all our donors, just give $30 a month, and that would be it. We'd be set. Our whole budget would be set. And they said, it just failed.
It doesn't work that way. But isn't it funny?
Because
especially these days.
We give every day to a different organization, and you get a different mitzvah every day. I think that's whatever that Hashem wanted to be successful. Here we are.
No, it's the dollar.
And I have to assume that Hask is also supported through Daily Giving.
Hask has gotten over $200,000 from Daily Giving, along with over 70 other organizations. Wow.
And there's a booth here today.
For Daily Giving? Oh, so they don't meet an ounce. Well, my audience, they should go
to
Daily
Giving. Your audience is in here.
Right, they should go to Daily
Giving. They're listening to
the
show.
Our audience should go to dailygiving.org, but if someone's actually here, they could sign up literally on the spot. Well, continued success, Dr. Jonathan Donath, Daily Giving. He's the founder, and they continue to go very, very strong. Kol hakavod.
Thank you so much for not coming, Miriam.
A pleasure. More coming up.